When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Volume.
The Draymond Green Show is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You get payouts in as fast as 2 hours. There's so many bet types. My favorite, same-game parlay bets. There's live betting, player props, futures. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. To get started now, sign up. Please use the promo code COLIN. COLIN. FanDuel Sportsbook makes it easy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Draymond Green Show. Special one. This is an emergency pod. It is 6:15 p.m. live from my hotel room in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. Dubs just got a win, and I know that's why everyone is here, because y'all are looking for my breakdown on the game and what I saw, right? No, you're here to listen. You want to hear my thoughts and my take on the infamous Draymond Green ejection from game one of round two. And to be honest with you, I think my take on it may be a little different than your take, or not. But there will be, for all of our listeners, our great listeners who's been tuned in all year, incredible supporters who we appreciate, there will still be the Draymond Green Show, where we really discuss game one of the Dubs versus the Grizzlies, where we really dive into game one of the Celtics versus the Bucks, and the Bucks are up 1-0. We'll also talk about my projections and what I think of the other series, which is the Phoenix Suns versus the Dallas Mavericks, and which is Miami Heat versus the Philadelphia 76ers. But before we go to that later in the week, let's talk about the ejection and my take on it.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Let's get into it. Amazing win. I think tonight our guys show that we're battle tested. You know, we've been through the ringer, we've been through the ups and downs. We know how it feels to win, we know how it feels to lose, and guys stuck with it. No matter how the night was going, not much went our way, but guys stuck with it. Now let's really talk about what everyone's here for. What everyone wants to talk about, which is me getting ejected for. I'm not quite sure for what, but for a foul. Very interesting one. You know, one thing about that foul is I actually tried to hold him up, and I wasn't told anything because I left the court, but guys were told I was ejected for throwing him down, which was very interesting because I mean, even once he hit the ground, I still was holding his jersey up. But, I mean, at this point, I kind of expect things like that. Like, I've been suspended from game 5 of the NBA Finals. Do you think I, for 1 second, don't believe I would get kicked out of game 1 of the second round? Not surprising to me at all. Not one bit. So, you know, when they reviewed the foul for as long as they reviewed it, I said to myself, I wonder what could they be deciding that's possibly going to take this long. I'm actually dumb enough to think I wasn't going to get a flagrant one. Talk about an idiot. You want to call anybody an idiot? Look no further than Draymond Green himself. Because I was literally sitting there like, you know what's crazy? As I was about to start dancing to the crowd saying, kick him out, to taunt them because it's like, kick him out for that? So I was about to start dancing. And when I was literally starting to edge up off the scores table, something said to me, but it's you involved in this play, Draymond. So because it's you involved in this play, you probably shouldn't dance. Because you probably should always expect the unexpected. And so the little birdie that sits on my shoulder nowadays told me, just wait a second. Don't get up and dance and make fun of them. Because if you get up and dance and make fun of them, sure enough, you're then not expecting the unexpected. And if you're not expecting the unexpected, very soon they'll probably be able to make fun of you. And so I sat there. And then the official turned. He had a hard time telling. He said, and it's going to be a flagrant and like long pause, like pause. Two. He didn't even want to say it was going to be a flagrant two, which was very interesting to me because, again, I am dumb enough to think that it would not even be a flagrant one. That, you know, the playoffs are a little tougher and not as soft as the regular season, you know, and that, you know, you can bump a little more and you get away with a little more, you know, like, but, you know, we've seen questionable calls in the first round, some things that didn't get reviewed. And, yeah, I guess it, you know, sometimes I guess it's just a case by case thing. It's, you know, it's a reputation thing. I think tonight was probably a reputation thing more so than a hard foul. You know, now my biggest worry moving forward is that gives me two flagrant foul points. And as we know, I've been ejected for accumulation of flagrant foul points. So my hope is that the right thing will happen and that it'll at least get rescinded to a flagrant one, because a flagrant two, I mean, unnecessary contact. I can't quite say it was unnecessary because I was trying to stop him from making a bucket and getting an and one. So I can't quite say it was unnecessary. Excessive. I didn't even really make contact with the guy's body, so excessive would be a bit extreme. If a guy is flying off of one leg, then maybe you say, all right, he was in an unsafe position and, you know, he couldn't protect himself. Flagrant two. A guy jumping off 2 feet straight up and down, who then sells a foul and dive to the floor, can't quite say he was in an unsafe position. So I guess me trying to explain this flagrant foul to you, your guess is just as good as mine. Because by definition, if we go through the definition of a flagrant two foul, I'm not sure that play would quite be the definition of a flagrant foul. I'm not sure it would meet that criteria. So, and this one, you know, I always say, you know, so many people talk about basketball and they don't really know basketball. And, you know, I study basketball daily for hours and hours and hours. And Joe Blow thinks he knows basketball as good as me because he watches NBA games. You know, I always speak on that. Well, here, I must tell you that me and you and whoever else are all on a level playing field here, which means you don't know and I don't know. And we're going to keep it that way because even the explanation I got, I still don't understand it. So I think in this one situation, our IQs, our understanding, they're all on a level playing field. We're right in the same spot. Maybe someone can hashtag the Draymond Green Show for our mailbag part of this week's show because, oh, don't get it twisted. This is just an emergency pod because the streets want to hear about the ejection. The streets want to hear how the Dubs end up still pulling it off. So this is just an emergency pod for all of the Draymond Green Show listeners, the ones who supported us all year, who we greatly appreciate. We don't take that for granted at all. This is just an emergency pod for you to hear my side of things, which is kind of like your side of things. You're confused, I'm confused, and that's just that. Now, what I will say is kudos to my brothers, for going out and no matter what, still getting the job done against all odds, you know, against whoever else was against us. That's for you to decide. They got it done. We got it done. And it was such a beautiful thing to see Jordan Poole go out, have a huge game. Steph Curry come out in the second half and go lights out. And Klay Thompson to be shooting miserably after sitting the entire first half pretty much. And then hit the big one. because that's what Klay Thompson does. And you know, I was sitting in the back in the locker room, and before he caught the ball, when they swung it to him, I said, and here's the one. Here's the one right here. Because that's what Klay Thompson does. Klay Thompson makes big shots. We've seen that play over and over again where Klay Thompson catches that and he knocks it down right on the wing, kind of the wing slot area. We've seen that over and over again. Now, what I do have to talk to Klay Thompson about is these missed free throws. I also need to talk to Steph Curry about these missed free throws. Like, what's going on with my guys? They don't miss free throws. And, you know, Klay missed two. But in typical Klay fashion, and being the biggest competitor that I've ever stepped on the basketball court with, including myself, in typical Klay fashion, what did he do? He goes and gets the stop, and we go on home. Wiggs with a big box out so they didn't get a quick put back, a quick tip in. I mean, guys stepped up to the plate, and it was such a beautiful thing to see. But back to what you're here for, which is the foul. I'm not so sure I want to refer to it as a flagrant foul because I'm not sure it really meets the criteria for a flagrant foul. And if it does meet the criteria for a flagrant foul, I definitely can't call it a flagrant two. I just can't do that. I mean, I've seen flagrant twos, and I mean, even with my reputation, like I don't knock the fact that I have a reputation in this league and that I will get the benefit of the doubt the opposite way. I don't knock that one bit. I understand that. The last thing I am is an idiot that doesn't understand that. Like, and so I understand that, but I'm not even sure by my standards that I have to live up to on a basketball court. I'm not even sure I can refer to it as a flagrant two, even if I'm going to say, but you're Draymond. And it's a little different. I can't say that I'm going to refer to it as a flagrant two. And now, again, reputations are earned. I love my reputation. It's gotten me where I am. It's gotten me 3 NBA championships. It's gotten me a Defensive Player of the Year award. It's gotten me 4 All-Stars. It has made me who I am in the NBA, coming from a 35th pick who they said would never play a day in the NBA. Here I am in year 10, still sitting here in front of you, still playing, and you watch me on your TV screen in your living room. You come to games, you watch me. So I appreciate my reputation. I'm not one to shy away from it. I know what it is, and that reputation is hard to earn, you know? And I saw Dennis Rodman get ejected for fouls that probably Luke Longley wouldn't have got ejected for. You know, I've seen that. And so I've seen Rasheed Wallace get ejected for things that Corliss Williamson wouldn't have got ejected for. Like, you know, I've seen stuff like that over and over again. But I am an NBA fan. I am a basketball fan. So I've watched basketball and been a fan since I was a kid. So I remember seeing those guys get ejected for things that maybe another guy wouldn't have gotten ejected for. And the reality is they earned that reputation. But guess what? To me, that's a badge of honor. Like, I earned my reputation. I appreciate my reputation. I'm never going to shy away from it. And most importantly, I am never going to stop being Draymond Green. Now, what I will say is I'm looking forward to, see, earlier I said I will say I hope it gets rescinded. Now I'm going to say I'm looking forward to it getting rescinded, and that's your emergency Draymond Green show live from my hotel room in Memphis. It's a wrap. I'll see you guys later this week. Until then, peace.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.